The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to begin with an article out of RT.com. And the United States says that NATO is going to address the problem of China, but other members don't seem too eager. China is a problem. Russia is a problem. Now, coming from Washington, Washington wants NATO to address the problem of China. But the other nations don't want to have to choose between America and China. According to a report in the Financial Times, the United States Empire is ramping up pressure to transform the North Atlantic Treaty Organization to which was created as a NATO, it was a bloc created to counter the spread of communism. Well, they didn't do very well because communism has spread into the United States of America. And they didn't do their job. They were there to stop, to hinder the spread of communism. It didn't work. We are just like China. This is why the leaders of this country, many, most, want the China map, the China plan in this country. A U.S. ambassador to NATO stated that the Allies would move from what we call assessing the problem to addressing the problem. In other words, rather than trying to assess and stay out of conflict, they're addressing the problem, planning, trying to decide how are they going to escalate the wars in the world. Of course, in the ambassador's lexicon, the problem is China, and addressing it means stepping up the pressure against the Asian power. Many have taken these words to mean that Washington is trying to ramp up its new Cold War against Beijing. But in this case, it would not be a reenactment of the 20th century Cold War in a new rendition, but it would actually be a replay of 19th century colonialism, since it would be European and European-descended countries squaring off against an Asian country. European countries are not too excited about this. They buy their goods from China. They have relationships presently with China. China is not a threat to them. These policies of the United States, this is one of the reasons why Xi Jinping is on a course to unite the Asian sisters against the Western powers. We're watching this develop every day. It's difficult, I know, to watch what's happening in China, to observe and to stay on top of what's going on in Ukraine, to battle the matter of COVID virus, vaccinations, the economy. You know, I have a friend that called today, and he's fortunately, he's working. And I told him, I said, the one thing you want to take care of is your income. You want to take care of your job. I remember years ago working for a company, and the layoffs were beginning. Well, when the layoffs started, I worked a little harder because I wanted to keep my job. And I made it to work on time. I didn't complain. I did what I was asked. You want to be compliant? Well, that's what you should do. You should be compliant to take care of your job, whatever you're employed, whatever you're doing. Well, I just told him, with the economy, watching what's happening with the economy, the layoffs that are coming, the food prices going up, energy prices going up, the cost of maintenance on your vehicle, everything. Income is vital. The sources of income are like streams of water in the heavens that bring rain to a farmland. Vital. You want to take care of your job. Whatever it is you do, you don't want to be casual about it. You want to give it your best. This is actually a biblical principle. Work with your hands, mind your own business, and don't be a burden on anybody. Very simple. The Apostle Paul presented that to Timothy. Work with your hands. Don't be involved in other people's world, in their world. Leave them alone. Don't be a busybody. And then don't be a burden on other people. If you work, then you have a way to maintain your living. So we'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. Lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now My Kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries My Kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My Kind CBD, CBD as nature intended.
Hey guys, Tommy with Revo Knives. Wanted to let you know that we're bringing our knives laser engraved here for 1360 KHNC. You can pick them up at 2 South Parish Avenue here in Johnstown at their radio station. They're laser engraved with their logo. We're really proud to partner with them and have our Revo knives on display, all for you guys to carry with your EDC rotation. Certainly can't underestimate the quality or the value you get for the money. Stop by and see them today or pick one up at RevoKnives.com.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never, ever seem to be it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor, I'll help you get back.
I'm going to continue with the article. RT.com, United States says NATO will address the problem of China, but other members don't seem too eager. You know, I watch what's happening, and, you know, this is sobering. It's really sobering. I remember early when I was just a young man, I remember the financial hardships here in the U.S. during, I think it was the Nixon administration. But because I was young, I generally found a way. Back then, I didn't go online and try to put my resume out there. My resume was I walked to wherever I wanted to work, and I made my presence known. I told them that I was looking for work, and I pestered them. And generally, I got the job. I worked for Adolf Coors Construction. That's exactly what I had to do. It was in the winter time. They were planning their spring operation, but in middle of January, I knew they were beginning to a project northeast of Longmont, and I went, met the supervisor, told him I was looking for a job. Well, we're a month out, 6 weeks out. The next week, I went, said, I'm just wondering how you're progressing. Well, it's still frozen. The ground is frozen. There's still snow on the ground, so we're about 5 or 6 weeks out. I went back another day, a week later, said, well, I'm just, you know, wondering if you're planning to hire. Yeah, we should probably hire in maybe 3 weeks. I went back another week later, and that's how you get a job. Well, there aren't any jobs. We're in a situation in this country where there aren't the jobs that we would like to have. There are jobs, but they're not high paying. They're just whatever. You know, a lot of fast food, chains, good paying jobs to some degree, driving for Amazon, driving for FedEx, these companies. But everybody's fighting for these jobs, and now these companies are laying off. Now I'm going to go back to the article, the matter of China. The Trilateral Commission, which was a non-governmental organization, I've talked about this in the past, it was created to foster cooperation between Japan, Western Europe, and North America. Well, guess what? I know that this commission is kind of on its last leg, and I've been stating that for years. Well, guess what? It wrapped up its latest session, and for the first time, the press was admitted to deliberations of its Asia-Pacific wing, which revealed significant disagreements with United States policy in the region. According to one of the magazines, Nikkei Asia, the consensus was that without proper steering, the United States and China, the rivalry is going to lead the world into a dangerous confrontation. We're already there. It's not leading, it is there. The author suggested that the fact, I have my glasses on. Why don't I take these off? Oh, my gosh. I did the same thing yesterday over and over. Must be insane. Okay, the authors suggested that the fact that the press was invited to the event was specifically designed to highlight this growing rift. One of the executive members of the commission, I can't pronounce the name, Akita, was quoted as saying, U.S. policy toward Asia, especially toward China, has been narrow-minded and unyielding, noting the commission wants the U.S. to hear Asian perspectives on the matter. Is Empire going to hear those perspectives? This person says no. Excuse me. We're not going to listen. Why? Because we don't have to listen. When you have the big bat, when you're the kid with the big bat in the room, you don't listen to anybody. You do what you want. This is the personality of Empire. Take what you want, do what you want, destroy who you want. Now, I'm going to jump to another serious matter in this matter of war. The media in this country is giving the people of this country the impression that the Ukrainian military, the Azov Battalion, the neo-Nazis, they are taking it to Russia. That Russia is in a hurt. They are running. They are fleeing. Well, the truth is they're not. Now, the Ministry of Defense in Russia issued a series of urgent war bulletins documenting the continued Russian military obliteration of Ukrainian military forces. This is absolutely true. That's a good word. Obliteration. You're going to know why in just a few minutes. Western armaments, command and control centers, and fuel and ammunition depots, urgent war bulletins swiftly followed. I put my glasses on. What am I doing? You know what it is? It's a habit. I think, well, I need this to see. I put them on. And then I can't see. I can't see what I'm trying to read. Oh, my goodness. It must be insanity. So, the Ukrainian army is in a state of emergency. All elite units are being moved to Lyman, Kupiansk, Bakhmut. I'm not Russian. In the past week, it saw the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen revealing that more than 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers and 200,000 civilians have been killed to date. If the dead now are over 100,000, then the wounded Ukrainian soldiers must be over 200,000, maybe even 250,000. This means that Russia has wiped out an entire army of 300,000 men, which shows what is happening on the battlefields. You're not being told what's going on. The assessment, swiftly followed by the European Commission removing data, they removed data on losses among the Ukrainian military from the statement made by their own president, and was a censoring of truth that caused the Security Council Deputy Chairman Dmitry Medvedev to exclaim, "It is obvious that that Aunt Ursula was slapped upside the head by her bosses in Washington. There is no EU. There is only the 51st U.S. state." Isn't that revealing? You know, there is no EU. There's no European Union. There's only Empire's 51st state. This is absolutely true. This is further confirmation that Empire is on the move. You can't stop Empire. The Bible says you cannot stop it. Empire is like a tsunami. It's too late. If you're not away from the coast, if you haven't left the coast, if you're still in the danger zone, it's too late. You cannot outrun what is coming. The world, the nations of the world, cannot outrun the United States of America and her hegemonic plans for total global control, using every means, every mechanism, every tool, the apparatus of terror, starvation, death by vaccination, death by virus, many viruses, not a virus, numerous viruses. Then there's death by military, by war. There's death by a digital currency, a digital system, a new trading system. It's going to cause death. Then there's going to be death by worship. If you worship the beast, if you take the number of his name, if you worship the image, you can eat, you can buy and sell. If you don't, there's death by that mechanism. What I'm presenting to you is further indication that the world, the whole world, even outer space, is in upheaval, in the upheaval that Christ, Jesus Christ, said through his apostle John in the book of Revelation that would occur in the time in which we live, in the last decade. People don't think about the last decade. They think about the decade after Christ raised from the dead and what happened within that 10-year period of time. What happened was phenomenal. The gospel of Jesus Christ went throughout that whole region. The miracles that Christ performed while he was alive, that continued that talk, and sitting around at a fireside chat, so to speak, you know, having a cup of latte or whatever it is they had back then, they talked about who this individual was that died, raised from the dead, the miracles that he performed, and now a group of people even doing the same thing that Jesus Christ did, that this Yeshua, this King of the Jews, everything that he did. And this individual, now he has a company of people, and these people are praying for people, they're getting healed, and the whole world doesn't know what to think. And people that were demon-possessed are being set free, and they're coming, their right mind is coming back to them so they can see clearly. That's what we need in this country. We need there's 300 million people. Let's say that 90% of that 300 million people are psychologically imbalanced in one way or the other. I'll give you some latitude. Let's say 30%. Well, that 30% is the 30% that is running this station, this nation. The 30% running this nation. They are mentally handicapped. They are challenged. You know, there's a song, I can't think of it, these young kids that come up with great songs. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I think I'm going to play that little song for the next break. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. Well, I think that's Joe Biden. I'm kind of, you know, I very seldom laugh at my own humor, but I'm kind of enjoying it. I'm kind of getting a kick out of what I'm thinking. He's just a little unwell. I think the same with Klaus Schwab. He's not crazy, he's just a little unwell. How about Fauci? How about Bill Gates? My goodness. These people that are unwell are running empire. And their intention and their hope is to use their unwellness, sorry about the grammar, their unwellness to kill as many people as they can, to hurt, torture, kill, bring misery upon, to as many people as they can internationally. Oh, I grabbed my glasses. I was going to put them back on. I can't see a thing. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to find that song. We'll play a little bit of that song in the next after the break. This is Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com. You're not crazy. You're just a little unwell.
Nil desperandum, never despair, that is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Living sharp is a lifestyle here at TBB's. You need to look sharp, carry sharp, and most importantly, be sharp. Let us show you how sharp it can be today. We're pushing ourselves to take as many walk-ins at both locations, but if we can't squeeze you in, we'll make a convenient appointment for you. Give us a call at 970-617-2158 for our Loveland location located at 4th and Garfield, or in Meade at 720-745-0783 on the southeast corner of Highway 66 and I-25. If you're tech savvy, hit us up on TommysBarbersAndBlades.com, and as always, live sharp.
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
Break down, and I don't know why, but I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little impaired. I know right now you don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me, and talking to myself in public and dodging glances.
Yeah, these people aren't crazy, they're just a little unwell. They're not crazy, they're just a little impaired, according to the lyrics. Yep, just a little impaired. I'm going to tell you how impaired they are as I go on with this article here. So, now, the death of a U.S. mercenary exposes the bleak reality of service with Ukraine's International Legion. Grim accounts from surviving volunteers, they're forgotten as Western media favors fantasy narratives about Ukrainian heroism and success. But here's what a Ukrainian commander, Petro Kuzk, of the Svedoba Battalion states. Listen to this. Now, this is being translated from whatever that Ukrainian or Russian, whatever it is. I apologize for speaking slowly now because I'm very cold. It's making me dizzy. I've now left the first line since I was called. I'm warming up in the car. I'm almost falling asleep because I haven't slept all this time. The charge yesterday was quite serious. They felt the weakness in our defense because there are units that are less motivated than ours. And yesterday, they weakened our defense a little in that area just around the Bakhmut. Some units could not withstand the artillery onslaught and retreated. This is our principle. We, the Svedoba Battalion, do not retreat. And because of that, we found ourselves in a semi-surrounded situation, and we had a lot of work to do. In addition, it is a swamp full of mud. It is very difficult to evacuate the wounded or to deliver ammunition. The trenches are constantly deteriorating, and in this swamp, they must be constantly rebuilt. Today is the first day without rain. But then, and yesterday when it fell, all the water flowed into the trenches, and the shelling was such that it was impossible to get out of the trench, so the guys were constantly wet for a day or two. Plus the temperature is like this. Many are confused, many with pneumonia, but we could hold our ground and we defend. We see young guys standing with their teeth clenched. I would really like someone to write about their achievements because few people in the country know about it. Well, it doesn't sound like an achievement to me. It sounds like a suicide mission. Sounds like, the kamikaze pilots from Japan in World War II. It doesn't sound like there's anything to be, proud about. The enemy continues to attack the country's essential infrastructure. This is Russia attacking Ukraine. Currently, 507 localities in 8 regions of our country are cut off from electricity supplies. The Kharkiv region is the worst hit, with 120 isolated villages. Another 90 villages were cut off in the Donetsk and Kherson region. The announcement came followed by the article, Russian gives free shot to Ukraine. It loads 300 cruise missiles on 18 bombers for the largest mass missile attack to date. Isn't that something? A free shot. While the rest of the world is getting the vaccination, that shot, Russia is sending 300 cruise missiles on 18 bombers. The Ukrainian military leadership is in a state of panic, as Western intelligence agencies have informed Kyiv that Russia has amassed 18 strategic bombers with a huge volume of fire. In the next few hours, the Russians are about to launch their largest ever mass missile attack against Ukraine, destroying what is left of the Ukrainian infrastructure. This was 2 days ago. In a little bit, I'm going to update what's going on. So, Western satellites have detected the concentration of 14 Tu-95s and 4 Tu-160 strategic bombers at the Ingalls Air Base. Intensive preparations are being made at that base for the attack on Ukraine. America is not going to like what Russia is continuing to do. So, this is what is happening. This is what is really going on. Now, at the same time now, the Russian Navy is going to participate in the upcoming operation. Warships and submarines will launch cruise missiles from the Caspian and Black Seas. In total, Russia will be able to launch more than 300 missiles, that is, 3 times more than it has used in record attacks per day. This is without counting the use of ballistic missiles and kamikaze drones. Air raid sirens sounded across Ukraine after Ukrainian officials warned that Russia was preparing a new wave of missile and drone strikes. Full anti-aircraft alert sounded in Ukraine. Head to the shelters. Head to the shelters. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Head to the shelters. Boy, this is sobering to me. Very sobering. I watched during the Vietnam War, Walter Cronkite, the globalist from the U.S. media, from the propaganda machine back then, not as sophisticated as it is today. But Cronkite, that old devil worshiper, that old Luciferian, that old Pilgrim Society operative and member, Walter Cronkite, who everybody idolized. He's the man. He's the guy. No, he's not. He is a globalist, and he did exactly what he was told to do, and he did it. Every night I'd come home from work, and for the 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock news, watch the day's operations in Vietnam. It was, and I was right at that point where I was draftable. I was right there in that draft period. And thank God, just the way things work out in life. I should tell you the story. I don't know. You may not think, you might think I'm crazy. I'm 18 years old. A buddy of mine and myself, we go up to Estes Park. There was a palm reader on the main street there. He wanted to go in. He doesn't believe in that stuff. He wanted to go in and for $5 have his palm read. And he wanted me to go in. I said, hey, man, that stuff's of the devil. I'm a Catholic. I know the devil. And I don't want to go in there. And he said, I'll come in and just watch. I'm going to have her read my palm. So she did. And he was Catholic. And she said, you know, you're Catholic. You come from a big family. Well, of course, Catholics come from big families. I'll continue after the break. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. I'm not crazy. I'm just a little unwell.
Hey, all you Sharp community members, are you ready for the next level in your haircut? If you live up here in Northern Colorado, visit us in Loveland at 4th and Garfield. You can always have a walk-in, but we highly recommend an appointment. Give us a call at 970-617-2158. Or if you live a little south, we have a shop for you in Meade, Colorado on Highway 66 and I-25, just behind the Tractor Supply. Give us a ring at 720-745-0783, and we can get you set up with a convenient appointment. We look forward to seeing you at either shop and taking care of the family. And as always, live sharp.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003, and ask for the Rev.
Medicare annual enrollment is right around the corner. It starts October 15th and ends December 7th. If you're not happy with your current plan or would like to see what else is available, please give Anita McAllister a call at 970-515-6882 to chat or schedule a no-cost, no-obligation appointment. I don't offer every plan available in your area. Any information I provide is limited to the plans I do offer. Please contact Medicare.gov or 1-800-MEDICARE to get information on all your options.
Okay, so anyhow, that is what's happening in Ukraine. That's what's going on there. We don't hear about it on the nightly news. Walter Cronkite did. So I'm in Estes Park with a buddy. He wants to go into this palm reader. I don't believe, I think that stuff is of the devil. But he wanted to see, he wanted to mock the lady. She was a young lady. We're 18. She's maybe 32. And, she goes in and he sits down and he says, you're a Catholic and you have a big family and you're intelligent. And I mean, I knew all that stuff. I could tell her that what she just told him. And she told him some other things, and I wasn't buying it. Then he says to the lady, he says, hey, I'm going to pay for my buddy. Read his palm. And she says, come over here and sit down. And I what do I tell her? Am I going to tell her, hey, lady, you know, I think you're a devil worshiper or something? I thought, well, I just went ahead and sat down. She grabbed my palm. She started reading, and she said, you're Catholic. Well, I'm Hispanic, naturally. And you come from a big family. Well, I'm Hispanic, and naturally. And I forget the other thing she said, but then all of a sudden she stopped, and she looked at me, and she had fear in her eyes, and she sat up, and she said, don't go to Vietnam. Don't join the military. Don't go to Vietnam. Go to college. How old are you? 18. Go to college. Don't go to Vietnam. I said, well, and she said, that's all. I got to go. I got to close the shop. She stood up, kicked us out. She shut the door and put clothes for the day. I don't know what the heck happened. Well, I don't believe in that stuff, but I remember at the end of 67, the first, it was actually New Year's Eve. It was New Year's Day. I ran into a cousin of mine who was going to school at Ames and Greeley. And I didn't have any future, basically. I said, hey, Jess, what are you up to? He goes, I'm going to school over here at the junior college. I thought, really? How much is it? It costs you about $70 a month for the quarter. And I said, really? And just then a buddy of mine walks in that I've graduated with, and he sits down to have a beer at this bar, a gas station in North Longmont. And I'm talking to my cousin. And I said, hey, John, what are you up to? He says, I'm going to school at Ames. He said, I'm looking for a roommate. Are you going to school? I said, no. He said, it'll cost you like $30 for the quarter. And I have a place. I'm looking for a roommate. It'll be $60 a month. And the next day, I was with my cousin. We drove up to Greeley. I enrolled at Ames College. Bang. On the 2nd of January. I didn't think about it later, but I realized that lady had told me, go to college. Well, I was there for a couple of years, and then eventually I said, heck with it. I threw my hat in the ring. My number that year, fortunately, came up 218. That November, for the December drawing, they drafted up to 215. I missed it by 3, and I didn't go. So that's why I did not go to Vietnam. Yep, I took it. 2A, and then I just threw my hat in the ring. But I remember Walter Cronkite every day coming home watching what was going on over there. Then my buddies, a group of buddies, I didn't know where they went. I didn't even think about it. Then years later, I say, hey, man, where did you go between 68 and 70? Well, I was in Vietnam. I was in the military. I was in the Air Force. I was in the Navy. I was an Army. I was a Marine. Well, we don't understand what's happening in Ukraine. This world doesn't understand the final war that's going to take place in the world. That's a hotbed up there in Ukraine, that area. It's going to escalate in that whole region. It's going to escalate in the Middle East. It's going to begin to escalate what's already escalating in Africa. It's going to escalate. War is one of the tools that the devil uses to cull the people of the world. It's part of the apparatus of terror. I'm trying to decide how to continue. I've got two ways to go. Number one, China is preparing for Armageddon. Number two, America is going to bail on the Asian nations. The Asian sisters are going to realize that they cannot depend on empire. And with what I read in the first segment, the Trilateral Commission Now they're telling openly what's happening in their meetings, and the Asian nations are realizing that, in Japan especially, that America is not going to be their protector any longer. America is, you might say, pushing for conflict with China. We had a ship, I think it was an aircraft carrier or nuclear vessel in the South China Sea, and the Chinese brought their fleet in, and guess what we did? We turned and scurried away. We just hightailed it out of that area. This is what's happening over there. People aren't aware of it. People don't care about it. People are, you know, what will be, que sera, sera, like that old song, what will be. Not this time. This time, there are too many indicators that hardships are coming on this earth that Christ said would come. It's called a time of tribulation. So we'll be back in a few minutes. We'll finish out today's program. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360KHNC.com, click on the shop button.
Money, 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 money.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey Jaquint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey Jaquint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
Monday through Thursday, I'm sorry, it used to be Monday through Thursday, but now it's Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. And I'm going to finish out by just saying, you know, there was a Ukrainian drone strike on a Russian airbase, two Russian airbases, and these airbases had nuclear weapons on them. Well, Russia decided to retaliate. Bad, bad, bad mistake by Ukraine and American CIA and NATO commanders who are giving direction to all of this. Russian military forces carried out a massive strike using strategic bombers aimed to disrupt the transport of Ukrainian troops as well as their Western-supplied weapons, equipment, and ammunition to the front lines by rail. All 17 assigned objectives were hit. Due to the consequences of the bombings, to maintain the balance between the production and consummation of a system of emerging holidays, a system of emerging holidays will be implemented in all regions of Ukraine. Electricity will be given priority to basic infrastructure. Some power plants will not be able to operate fully for some time, and combined with the frost that will intensify over the next 24 hours, this is going to lead to a system deficit. A system deficit. Boy, oh boy, they come up with really descriptive ways to present things. Russian aviation, missile troops, and artillery hit the deployment of temporary deployment of foreign mercenaries in the Kharkiv region and destroyed the radar station. Now, also in the article that I'm reading from, excuse me, is a part of the article is that the Russians have made it clear that they are never going to run out of ammunition. They will never run out of ammunition. Do you know what this says to the Ukrainian troops, to the mercenaries, to UK or to the NATO members? NATO members, if you don't back away, Russia has more weapons. She's never going to run out of bullets, never going to run out of ammunition. That's a big thought. We have a bottomless bank account. We can build bombs, bullets, day and night, from here to forever. You will run out of ammunition. You will run out of munition. You will run out of weapons. We won't. And already there have been, you know, pleas for more, pleas, and pleas, like a plea to beg for something, and then a pleas like requesting, plea for help, and please help us, to Germany, send more weapons. Israel, send weapons. Britain, all of the NATO nations, other France, please send weapons to Ukraine. We don't have enough. Russia is saying, man, we're backed up. We can't get enough ammunition there. We've got too much. Use it. That's it for today. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHSC.com. Have a wonderful evening. Talk to you tomorrow.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go, Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.